The resettlement of Syrian refugees to the U.S. has slowed a lot in the wake of the Trump administration's travel ban. In Washington state, the number dwindled to just 29 people last year, compared to nearly 200 the year before. As the ban came down last January, we brought you the story of a Syrian refugee whose flight here was canceled. She was stuck overseas, pregnant, and trying to reunite with family already in Seattle. Liz Jones from KUAW's Race and Equity team brings us this update.
Let's start with a birth announcement. Baby Isla was born safely in Seattle on May 11th to proud parents Jada and Abdul Malik. Her grandparents are pretty proud, too. Ahmed Bazara kisses his granddaughter as he arrives home from work. His wife, Emtisal, joins in, too.
I love you. I love you.
Last December, the Bazaras arrived in Washington as refugees. All four of their children are here now after the older two got caught in the chaos of the travel ban. The Bazaras fled a violent civil war in Syria in 2012. They spent a few years in Jordan, then Turkey. Now they're settling into the Seattle suburbs and learning the customs here, sometimes the hard way.
Let me see this one.
Yes, from my dad.
The oldest son, Waleed, shows me a traffic ticket for passing a school bus and not wearing a seatbelt.
How much is the ticket?
Yeah, it's $555.
Oh, no, that's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. His dad, Ahmed, was driving at the time and jumps in to explain to our interpreter.
So he doesn't mind the ticket because it's a learning experience.
Their apartment complex in Tukwila is home to several Syrian families, so they found friends right away, including 12-year-old Ala.
I have my friends. Her name is Ala, too. Sometimes we go out to play together.
The Bazaras have seen friends get married here or pass away, and these big life moments feel incomplete, so far from their homeland. As we talk, someone's phone alarm goes off. It's a call to prayer.
They have to pray. Is it prayed
Salih?
The travel ban delivered a major blow to this family, but it also brought an unexpected silver lining. People saw their story in the news. Strangers greeted them on the street, and the publicity also helped the dad, Ahmed, get a job right away.
So the company actually saw him also on YouTube, and that's how they hired him.
Ahmed works for an electronics manufacturer, inspecting parts. His goal for 2018 is to learn more English so he can get a promotion. Outside, 22-year-old Waleed shows me the car he uses as a Lyft driver. It's just a side gig while he focuses on college, but it's also a great way to learn English and get to know his way around.
Yeah, I want to stay here. I like here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are there days when you miss Syria and miss...
I miss Syria, right, but I feel relaxed here and I feel good. And I can study, I can work, I can do everything. I feel free here.
But not everyone in his family feels the same. Back inside, others say they feel homesick. They'll make the most of this time in America, but Syria is home.
Would you ever think about going back?
Right away.
Really?
Yeah.
Right away.
Syria. Love Syria. I need to go.
Friends in Syria tell them this brutal war is winding down after years of bloodshed and destruction. When it's safe to go back, Ahmed Bazara wants to help rebuild his country and bring the good things he's learned in America back with him.
So in Arabic we say there is always something good that comes from disasters. It was really a big price to pay, but there is something good that came out from their experience.
In Tukwila, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.